Welcome back to episode 7 of the Magic Within podcast. And today we are talking about
Aladdin.
Yeah, we are.
Laddie.
This is definitely probably first episode we spoke about it. I think I put it in my top 3 films.
Yeah. I feel like it should be in my top 3, to be fair. It's great. It
could be in my top 1.
The one.
Yeah, it's definitely up there.
The diamond in the rough.
The diamond in the rough. Oh, I love it so much.
It's so good.
We're going to talk about the themes in it, because I think there is, again, similar to Toy Story, there's some that, like, I just liked Aladdin when I was a kid, but then I got older and I was like, oh, very important one.
Yeah.
Very important one. Cultural representation.
Mm-hmm.
Some not so good. It comes with a warning now on Disney Plus, actually, when you watch it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was weird when we saw that.
Yeah, but it's very caricature, isn't it, of a culture, that kind of thing. It's like Mexico, it's like, oh, yeah, you get them wearing a sombrero, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like...
it's exaggerated.
Sometimes making like a fancy dress costume. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah,
it is what it is. We're going to talk about the music. The music's big. Robin Williams, massive, obviously. And we'll talk about the live action one.
Yeah, I love the live action.
And touch on Aladdin in the parks a little bit. And we have got quite a funny story from when we met Aladdin and Jasmine. So we'll share that later on. You'll have to just stay watching it, unfortunately. Well, no, not unfortunately. Fortunately. I hope you enjoy it. I think that's it. I think that's my waffling done for the intro.
Well done.
Is there anything you would like to say, Dan? I feel like I waffled the waffled then.
It's a really good movie. And I can't wait to talk about it.
See, last week it was you that was too eager and jumping the gun. This week it's me that won't shut up.
You're excited.
So without further ado, The Magic Within, Aladdin. Okay. I'm going to hit you with 5 Aladdin facts that you might not know, but you might know. In fact, I think I spoiled one in the first bit, but here we go. Fact number 1. Robin Williams recorded over 16 hours of dialogue for the genie.
Whoa.
16 hours.
Oh, my God.
So that is probably why, like, you see... no, you don't see, you hear... Every now and again, like, they'll use Robin Williams' voice as the genie in a new piece of animation. Like the Walt Disney, the 100-year anniversary thing,
right,
Once Upon a Studio. Yeah.
Backlog of footage.
Just got a lot of backlog of footage. Right. So they had a load of stuff to work with.
That's crazy.
I know. I want to hear them all.
Just click play
and I'll just listen to the lot, because there'll be some dialogue. You'll
fall asleep to it at
night. There'll be enough, I reckon, to just make a new movie. Especially, well, obviously, right, it's a tricky one because obviously he's passed away, rest in peace, hero of mine. But if they got permission off his family, if they've got 16 hours of dialogue, they could put that into AI. And they would
be AI.
It would be able to, like, replicate his voice for sure.
That's mental.
Yeah. So that's your first fact.
That's fact number 1.
Coming in, fact number 2. This is funny. Aladdin's look was originally based on Michael J. Fox, but later revised to resemble Tom Cruise.
Oh!
Apparently so.
Even though he's meant to be Arabian.
Yeah, even though he's meant to be from the Middle East.
Yeah.
Which leads on to a different fact. And I'll go straight to that one. Fact number 3. Disney apparently had to make cuts to some scenes and lines due to concerns about cultural sensitivity.
Yeah.
So some stuff obviously snuck through, but there must have been some stuff that they decided not to take to the final cut. So good, especially when you're modelling your main character on Tom Cruise and he's supposed to be from the Middle East. But we won't talk too much about that. Here's another fact, and this is an interesting fact because... It goes to fruition and happens in the live action. But fact number 4 is the peddler at the start was meant to actually, in the same way that it does in the live action, it was meant to be the genie. So
it's his voice, isn't it?
So at the beginning was originally meant to be revealed as a genie in disguise, is what it says. So it was kind of for us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the live action one. Mm. Well, for everyone, not just for us.
We were the only ones watching it.
It's not like we saw a separate version to all you guys. And I loved it. And I loved it. So we'll talk about that later. This is kind of interesting. This is more back on the ball, in fact. A whole new world, the sequence for it, it looks different, right? When you watch it, there's just something different about it.
Okay.
So they used something, a groundbreaking technique that's called digital rotoscoping, where you trace over a moving image. And then it creates, like, I don't know, but, like, it's almost more like a 3D effect.
Yeah.
And I remember actually when we watched Aladdin recently that I realised, I was like, whoa, what's going on here? And it's kind of why at some points I think they look a bit weird.
Oh, also, does that happen with the Cave of Wonders?
Probably.
Because that looks a little bit 3D.
Yeah, probably.
So, and it moves.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's
I've done a year here. I've come with half a fact. It didn't tell me that. It just said that for a whole new world it does. And it'll be that flying sequence. So probably any time they're on the carpet, they'll do it. So yeah, it does look a little bit weird. But they were trying something new. And
I liked it at the time.
Yeah, it was a whole new technique. That's it. That's my five facts. Some more interesting than others, but they're the five that you're getting, aren't they? And if you've got any facts, so let us know in the comments, because I'm a sucker for a fact, especially an interesting one. They might not have been interesting to you. They might be thinking, well, come with interesting facts then next time, dingus. But I'm sorry. I did my best.
Well done.
Thank you.
It was good. I thought they were interesting.
All right. Now we're going to talk about the origins of Aladdin, where it came from. And I'm going to let you talk because I've been talking nonstop for this whole podcast.
So far.
So yeah. The floor is yours, my dear.
Okay, so Aladdin came out at a period of time in Disney called the Disney Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
So it was obviously our early childhood. And if we think back, it was the best time of Disney movies, I think.
What year did Aladdin come out?
So Aladdin came out in 1992.
That's older than me.
Yeah.
And you.
And me. Yeah, and me.
We're only 3 months apart, but it's because you're 93 and I'm 94. Yeah. So,
year before. But the Disney Renaissance was a period of time from 1989 to 1999. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you which movies are in it. But the reason.
Can I try and guess?
Yeah, you can do it, but let me finish. So, the reason for this Renaissance was because Walt Disney Feature Animation returned to producing. And producing like successful animated films. So this was like their period of time where they were just like, another one, another one, another one. And they're all epic. So you can have a guess if you want.
Another one.
Yeah. Another one.
Like DJ Khaled says. Right. So how many are there?
I'll give you ding, ding, ding if you get it right. Or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you give me how many there are?
Yeah, I think.
Because everyone, you can play with me.
One, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10. I knew there was 10.
So there's 10 in that gap between 89 and 99.
Mm. One a year.
10 years, 10 films.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Roll.
I don't think you'll get all these.
No, I don't either. Beauty and the Beast will be in there.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Aladdin. Aladdin's obviously
in there.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Was 89, right?
Mm.
Right. Yeah. Nah, so now we're talking. Right. Not including Pixar films, is it?
Nope.
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Lion King.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So we're five down, guys. We've got five to go.
Well.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, now I start forgetting which I've said. So it's not Snow White. Snow White isn't in it. Cinderella's not in it. They were all so much earlier. Hercules?
Yeah.
Six.
Is that all of our favourites?
Right. Yeah, no, literally. I feel like Emperor's New Groove came a little bit later. I feel like it's a Hunchback.
Yes!
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
That's seven, yeah.
Seven, right. Oh,
you got three I'm more. Trying to picture, one of them I wouldn't get.
I'm trying to picture the VHS shelf that used to be over there, in fact.
All the covers are here of the.
Oh.
And they're just so
Mulan.
Yes!
Come on. Eight.
Two more.
Have I got? Am I on eight?
Yeah, you are.
Is that right?
I think so.
My goodness me. Right. So what have we said?
You said Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Hercules.
Do you want me to tell you what year you're missing?
No. Right. Yeah. It may be in a second. Okay. Right, so we've said Little Mermaid. We've said Hercules. We've said Lion King.
Yeah.
We've said Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
We've said
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
What else have we said?
Mulan.
Hunchback
of Notre Dame.
Hunchback. But I only got
Lion King? Did you say Lion King?
Oh, I don't know.
You've said Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King, Pocahontas, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Hercules and Mulan.
Right, okay, yeah, I think I have got eight then. Sorry, I've got... Oh.
It's hard. You should know.
The other one, I don't think. I feel like there is one that's blaringly obvious.
Do you want me to give you a clue?
Give me the years that I'm missing.
Okay, so you're missing 1990 and
1999. I feel like I should know whatever came out in 1999.
I can give you a clue if you want one.
Yeah, go on, give a clue.
The soundtrack is...
Tarzan.
Yes.
Tarzan. Right. Yeah.
Okay. One more. Do you want?
Is it like the Rescuers or
something? Yes.
Get in.
Well done.
10 out of 10.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. We'll do more stuff like that.
Dopamine is flowing through me.
I bet there's somebody on the other end of this podcast that's watching it. That's like, Jordy, you idiot, say the thing.
I was like, Tarzan.
Yeah, that is. I was more of a George of the Jungle guy.
Yeah, you are.
that's great.
One year
after the other, just banger after banger after banger after banger.
This is why it became known as the Renaissance, because they just smashed it.
Lord.
And they're mostly musical adaptations.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We should do a topic on the Renaissance era.
Yeah, we should. We really should.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right, let's do that. We'll do that. Maybe next week. Who knows?
Anyway, yeah, that's my little fact. It all started.
What's your kind of first memory of Aladdin? Do you remember it? Do you remember your first memory? Mine's a VHS, I just remember.
I just remember having the video and watching it a lot. I remember the scene that sticks out the most from watching it when I was younger was the bread.
Because
I used to love bread, like sticks of bread. So I used to always just... And when we used to go on holiday, I'd always eat the middle and Dad would be like, oh, there's a mouse has been in the bread. And I always remember.
I like to do it if...
just reminded me of the bread.
Our little Pebbles. She's like my little Abu. And
yeah,
if I have bread every now and again, I'll just be like, she'll be looking at me. It's like...
No, she demands it.
No, yeah, she's
she cries.
What am I talking about?
Bread.
No, my bits. What am I?
Genie.
I've lost my bits. Apparently. So this is again. I probably should have put it in the facts section because I didn't even know this, even though I took part in a play that was about this. The story of Aladdin is inspired by something called A Thousand and One Nights, otherwise known as Arabian Nights. And the heroine of the story is someone called Scheherazade, a woman called Scheherazade. That was what it was called when I did it at school. It was just called Scheherazade.
Right, yeah.
And it's about a king who got betrayed by his first wife and then, a bit savage, by the way, so just... Trigger warning. After that, he kills every wife that he marries after the first night of being with him. But Scheherazade tells him stories every night, and then he like falls asleep, and then he says like, "Right, I can't be bothered killing you, so we'll do it the next night." And eventually, I think he falls in love with her, and I can't really remember it. But yeah, I didn't realize that Aladdin took inspiration from that. Like you said, I'm not sure whether it's one of the stories she tells. But yeah, cool.
Fair, potentially.
Yeah, pretty cool. So if you didn't know that, now you know. Go and look up and probably get more research than what I just said. But I was in it, so that's fun.
I feel like every podcast there's something that relates back to you performing.
I'm woven within the history.
Yeah.
Oh. Pebbles is pausing me because she's dreaming. Oh. But anyway, Pebbles is a big inspiration for me. But we're talking about inspirations for me. Robin Williams was the star of the show in this film for me. I think it was like the first time I remember Robin Williams being in something. Obviously, it's not really him, but he, the genie, the animation of it, it just is him. And
you can hear him.
I had the genie on my shirt, my school leavers shirt on the back.
Why? Because you're all like him?
Yeah, I just had written underneath, "You ain't ever had a friend like me."
That's good. Did you make that yourself?
Yeah, I earned it on, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you not do that at school?
We just drew on it.
Yeah, everyone drew on it and stuff, but like, they did...
That's effort.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it was cool. Everyone had to, like, it was a whole thing. Like, it was like, oh, you're going to have on the back of yours. What are you going to do? Some people were like, you know, like, oh, yeah. Lads, like, can't be honest.
That is so cool.
Can't be honest. Just come back my name. I was like, I'm going to have the genie. Because I'm extra.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, there you go. Awesome guy. Genuinely such a talented man. Gone too soon. Not put voice acting on the map. Certainly did for me, but
I think for me as well.
I think, like we spoke about in the Toy Story episode, Billy Crystal turned down Buzz Lightyear because he was like, he didn't think there was anything in this whole voice acting thing. But Robin Williams actually took a very minor salary in comparison to what he usually takes. It was like a tenth, it was tiny. Because he wanted to make something and create something that would last and create something for kids and for generations of kids.
And he really did.
Oh, he did. He did that on multiple occasions. So that's the beauty of it.
Need an episode just on him.
And that's the beauty of him. Yeah, like Hook, like Jumanji, Flubber. Like Flubber.
That's Disney.
Yeah, it's an Epcot. Yeah. So just wanted to say a big shout out to Robin Williams, really. And then you talk about, I guess, the
success of it all.
The success of it all, yeah, because obviously they were on this run, but they were still measuring success. And we know, to be honest, Disney kind of have shaken that off. But even in this day and age, you're kind of only as good as your last film. Like Disney, I think, had a year, not this year, last year, where they didn't get in the box office top 10. None of the top 10 were Disney films or something. And everyone was like, oh, Disney's fallen off. Pixar's fallen off. And then this year, Deadpool and Wolverine is the highest grossing R-rated film ever.
Yeah.
Inside Out 2 is the highest grossing animated film ever. So it's like people are so quick to say that someone's fallen off. Which...
very negative.
Yeah, it would have been back then, though. Like, so I mean, you were only as good as your last film. So, although they were on this hot streak, it was still crucial that they had to keep making money. So, how much money did they make?
So, it was the most successful film of that year. Of all the films that year.
I'm doesn't surprise me.
Grossing $217 million and over $504 million worldwide.
In 1992, that's
in 1992,
mental.
It was the biggest gross for an animated film ever until The Lion King 2 years later.
Now Inside Out 2. So that's mad that I just said that Inside Out 2 just broke the record this year.
Wow.
Disney have been doing it since then.
And it was the first full-length animated film to gross $200 million in the United States.
Oh, my God.
So it set some records, really. And that was early on in the Renaissance.
It is a whole new world.
So
the soundtrack's fantastic.
Oh, it is probably, you know what, thinking about it now, it is one of my favourites, actually.
It really is. And this is what I'm going to mention as well, because I was going to mention it earlier, but I forgot. This was one for me that, as we went through that Renaissance era, I feel like not all, and especially prior, there was a lot of princess-orientated films. Yeah. And I think Aladdin, that was maybe why it was one of my favourites as a young lad, because Aladdin was the main part. It wasn't like, do you know what I mean? It was all about, not all about, but he was the protagonist. It wasn't like Snow White's about Snow White, Sleeping Beauty's about, you know what I mean? Cinderella's about Cinderella, whereas I guess there was a few, now we've gone through them.
It's a list, that list is quite, that's not very princessy, really.
No.
It's a really nice balance
of everything. Yeah, but I think because it came out in 92, it was just one of the ones that I remember having on VHS that wasn't a princessy one.
Yeah, so all the princess ones came.
It was quite action-y as well, like the swords and stuff, you know. And it was silly with the genie. Just great, really good. And the voices, not just Robin Williams. Oh, my God, what's it called? The guy that plays Iago.
Oh, I don't know.
I do. Yeah, I said it the other day. I'll just edit this bit out.
I've just got...
it's something Gus...
I've just got Disney. Yeah, Aladdin songs going on my head.
Gilbert Gottfried, that's who it is.
That sounds like something out of Harry Potter.
Yeah, it does, yeah. just so really iconic, you know. Even Jafar, I don't know.
Jafar!
Iago, the diamond in the rough.
That's so good.
I could be a Jafar. I was even too tall to be Jafar in Paris.
You can't win.
6'4". I'm 6'5". So no Jafar for me.
God, you're tall.
God damn it. They could actually now. I wonder if I could be Thor or something.
You could be a Thor.
Maybe.
I can see a Thorness in you. Yes.
Thank you, darling. Right. Well, I'm talking about Aladdin being one of the reasons, like him being the main, we might as well just talk about the man himself, which is an iconic character, I have to say. I love it. I just love him. Riff rat.
Street rat.
I don't buy that. I just love the first song, sorry.
I was just going to say, I like how young he is. He feels quite innocent in a way.
Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, he is a street rat, but he's got a heart of gold. Like, he does steal, but he's giving it to the kid. Like you see, he's giving the bread to the kid. He's giving it to Abu. If only they'd look closer, would they see a poor boy nursery? They'll find out there's so much more to me.
I feel like you give Aladdin... Street rat.
Felt that. I hope you guys all did too. Nah, he's great. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's fun to watch. Like, especially that initial scene. It was so different from anything Disney had really seen.
Yeah,
gotta get one jump ahead of the bread. He was so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Like, he could escape from like all them guards. No worries, just jumping like parkour before parkour was a thing.
Yeah, he's not a fancy pants prince. He's edgy.
Yeah, exactly. He tries to be a fancy pants prince.
Yeah, he does.
Silly boy.
Didn't need to do that, though.
Yeah, no, didn't need to do it. And he goes through it. He's got quite a, like I just joked about it then, but the arc that he goes through, I think it's an important thing for kids.
Food.
Right, I think it's an
important thing.
Yeah, it's an important thing to see on screen. I think, like, he gets above his head, doesn't he? He forgets what's important to him, and he comes back round and realizes it, and he sees the consequences of his stupid actions. And I think that's just, it was good to see on screen at that age, whether it had an impact or not, I don't know, you know.
What I like about it is things like that when you realise the impact they have. Like, you rewatch it when you're older and you're like, oh, this is so meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you get to watch it. That's
probably why in our a
completely
parents,
different way.
Probably why our parents let us watch it over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, good message.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be. Just enjoyed Robin Williams' stellar performance, but. Mm.
Well, I love it. I love it.
I bloody love it
because I just love Jasmine. I feel like she's a strong, fierce lady, and she breaks the norms. She doesn't want to be a princess in the castle.
No,
she wants to rule differently, especially in the live action. I love that so much. I don't know.
Just doubles down. I feel like Jasmine doesn't.
Yeah, they get hate for being different, don't they, to the original? But they made it better for her story. Like,
yeah, I
she's actually
going to
be queen or sultan,
mm-hmm.
and rule in her own way
yeah.
for the better. And like she gets her own song about not being silenced, which I think is
it's a tune as well, so by the way.
Like, in that like part of the world, women are silenced more than here as well. Absolutely. So it's to very see important. That, it's just so good.
She's a hell of a tune.
Yeah.
But yeah, she even from the start, obviously, like she wants to break free from just being trapped in the palace.
Yeah. For a good reason, to see her people.
Yeah. Even she leaves Raja though.
Oh yeah.
When she climbs over the wall and Raja looks all sad, that's rough.
I love that's Raja. A rough bit.
No, but yeah, she and as well, like honestly, say costume design, but just character design. Like the blue is iconic. Mm, like her outfit and stuff is like it's more iconic than what Aladdin wears. I think. Like it just stands out more. It's like
I think as well. So the way they've drawn her, obviously, they've made her really pretty and unrealistically pretty. But her nose was a different shape.
Mm-hmm.
So at least they tried to make her more realistic from the place she comes from.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
So I like that. I like it when, like, and especially in the new movies, I like it when they exaggerate features a bit more.
Yeah.
Because it's more realistic, But, yeah, she's just a queen. She's an icon.
Yeah. Sultan.
She is Sultan.
So then, should we talk about the genie?
Yeah.
I have spoke a lot about Robin Williams.
But the genie in general.
I'm going to do it more. No, he's just a fantastic character to have to play with, and they chose fantastic casting both times, I have to say. Yeah. I mean, I was a bit gutted I didn't get the call up for the genie when they announced a live action. I thought, this is it, I've got my time. Not to be, but no, the freedom that they have with that character, how much they can play around with them, the loyalty is very much on display between the genie and Aladdin. It gets kind of thrown in the bin a bit at one point, as I said. But
then he realises.
You really see him. He cares about Aladdin in a really nice way. Like, he saves him.
Yeah.
Right? And
he's like a big older brother or something.
Yeah,
he
wants to look after him.
Yeah.
It's like he comes out of the lamp and he's like, "Who are you? Yeah, who, big scary master going to order me around?" And then he's just got this kid.
Yeah.
He's just a kid. Yeah. He's just got a good heart. And he's like, "Oh dear, right, I've ended up caring about this kid."
Yeah. And when he's like, "Oh, what does he say?" But he's just like, "Oh, Al." And like, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's just so sweet.
He wants what he wants. And then obviously he gets free at the end.
Oh,
and
it's
similar to Jasmine, they both want freedom, don't they?
They all want freedom.
Yeah, they're both confined.
Yeah.
Freedom's a very...
That's probably like the main theme, I guess.
Yeah, definitely breaking free and not feeling...
We're breaking free,
but sorry. It's all a joke. We're doing High School Musical again. And then there was a myriad, great word, by me. That's right. Word of the day, toilet paper. No, I might get some of that.
You should get that.
Sounds fun. There's a lot of supporting actors, supporting characters, supporting roles in this whole film. And who's yours?
I really like Iago. I think he's so funny. I like it when he's pretending to, what does he say? I'm thinking on the Pirate of Paris. Wind in your sails. What he says, something like that when he's pretending to be a parrot.
I like the
pretending to be a parrot.
I like the animals. To be fair, I like Abu.
Yeah,
Abu doesn't say.
Oh, Abu! I take it back, Abu. I forgot about Abu.
See, I underrated one. The carpet. I like the carpet. The carpet's cool.
Yeah,
the Sultan is cool, especially in the first one. He's very funny in the first one. And of course, Jafar's an iconic villain.
Yeah.
Villain. He's on the list of, I would probably say, like top three. Mm. And like, just once they make it into the park, you know that they're an iconic villain. Yeah. And Jafar's knocking him out on the regular.
Yeah.
Voice, iconic. Design, iconic. Snaky, stuffy thing.
Mm.
Iconic. Just everything. The green eyes.
Yeah.
How he looks as a genie with. Scary as well.
Yeah,
that was scary at the end. And in the new one, How do you feel about Jafar in the new one?
I liked him. It's weird because he's not, obviously, in the cartoon, he's really tall. And he doesn't look as tall.
Spoke-like.
He's more like scary in a manipulative and realistic way.
Yeah.
Which I like.
Definitely
it's bringing it to real life even more.
Definitely one I grew to like yeah. more as the film went on. I was like, oh, damn, he really played that part
yeah,
well. Because you realise it's not the Aladdin that we know. It was a different story.
I think they should be different.
Yeah, definitely. I've got nothing against it. I thought it was great. And I thought, that's what I mean. He was one. A lot of it was very aesthetically similar.
Yeah, true.
But then when you saw Jafar, it was like, oh, you look different.
Mm.
But then, yeah. But, and I say by the end of it, probably within 10, 15 minutes, yeah. I was like, okay. This guy's good. Mm. He's menacing. He's scary in a different way that, like, I'm pretty scared of this guy.
Mm.
Characters are great.
Yeah, they are. They're really good.
So, yeah, back on the themes, don't shiver. The themes of the film. We've spoke a bit about freedom and stuff like that.
So, a big theme of Aladdin is his discovery of his own self-worth.
All right, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that, Geordie?
His discovery. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's gone, my head's gone.
Should I do mine?
Yeah.
So, what am I talking about? There's a big theme of, like, wealth versus self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And wealth versus poor.
That's it. Well, to be fair, that is intertwined.
Happiness, wealth with your happiness.
That's intertwined with the thing that I was going to talk about with Aladdin, isn't it? And the discovery of self-worth.
Yeah.
Because, well, I mean, wealth versus happiness is a theme in life, isn't it? Like, money can't buy happiness is probably one of the most well-known sayings in the world.
Yeah.
And I think it is true to an extent. I realised I was almost off camera.
It can open up opportunities.
Like going to Disney World all the time.
I was
going to
relate it back to Aladdin, but yeah, sure.
Oh, right, yeah. Like, yeah. But it is important. I think at the start of the film, Jasmine's miserable.
Yeah, and she's wealthy.
And Aladdin seems pretty happy and content with his life. Mm.
He just wants more.
He just doesn't want to be seen as a street rat because that's not, he wants to be able to afford food.
Yeah,
that's pretty
Which
much
kind
what
of is fair want. Enough, really.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not asking too much.
But then when he gets obviously more than he needs, he realizes he doesn't want it.
It takes him a while.
Jasmine
becomes a bit of, I'm not going to say it, but you know, not as nice of a chap as he was at the start.
Not as humble.
No, certainly not.
Yeah.
Not as difficult. Not Pins mindful.
A boo boo.
Yeah.
Of a babwa.
Not mindful. Oh, they dance in the live action, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great. See you in that. That's good. Love it.
Yeah.
Because Jamie's doing it all for him, isn't he?
I really want to watch the live action now.
We can watch it. It was one of the first films we actually watched when we got together, wasn't it? So maybe that's why we like it.
Yeah.
I think we've both seen it.
Yeah.
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 But it was, really, really do like it. But back to the themes.
Mm.
I think wealth versus happiness is there throughout. It's strong, it's important. It's something that I always am kind of mindful of.
And we try to be quite mindful of that.
Yeah, because
we're street rats.
Maybe. But because you do hear of all these stories of people that do have all this money and, like, they're depressed and they're not happy. Mm. So it shows, the facts and the stats are there. It doesn't buy happiness. You need more than just money. Money can open avenues. Money can get you certain things. It can buy temporary happiness.
Yeah.
It can buy dopamine is what it can buy, but it can't buy happiness. They're two very different things.
Yeah.
And I think seeing that on screen. But another one was corruption and power.
Yeah.
Very deep messages, actually. Very, very deep themes. Jafar being such a well-respected figure, even by the Sultan, is the most trusted advisor. He says it himself. Mm. But you find out very early on that his motives aren't the best for Agrabah. But what's kind of scary and kind of Thanos-y is that he genuinely believes that they are.
Yeah.
He genuinely believes what he's doing. He doesn't think that the Sultan is worthy of ruling.
No.
So he takes it upon himself to be like, well, I'm gonna take the reins.
That's quite scary because like that Pebbles of Greece.
She's like, that ain't, guys, that's real scary. If there's like people out there that can do that, you know, like
it's scary, I think, because it happens in the real world.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100% politicians and stuff like that that are so well respected that, like, you can, I mean, you've seen, I'm not going to go into great detail because it's a family podcast and stuff, but you've seen well respected figures come tumbling down in recent years because things have come out about them and things that they did in the past, and they got away with it because they were Jafar, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, well-respected figure. Everyone thought, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. They're the most trusted advisor.
It teaches you to be aware of who you have around you.
Mindful.
Pebbles is growling. She's not happy with Jafar.
So we're going to talk. We're going to change the subject, guys, all right? Yeah. And we're going to stop talking about the negative themes.
Spooky.
But we're just going to touch a little bit on the music because I feel like it would be rude not to. What's your favourite song?
No, I like the... Do you know the reprise of the street rap thing?
Oh.
Street rap.
Oh, well, when he's stood on the rooftop.
Yeah, and he's looking at the palace.
They look closer.
Oh, he's in, went all blurry then.
Oh, and again.
Yeah. I really like the reprise. I love a reprise. What
I see, a poor boy.
I love the Little Mermaid reprise.
No, sir, me. Mine is either Prince Ali or A Friend Like Me. That's one of the two. I honestly can't decide which. Don't make me choose. They're both so good. They're both absolute bangers in both versions as well. This was probably the one I cared most about the live action when it was coming out. It's like, I just don't mess with the music too much. Yeah. If you're going to include the music, like Mulan, like, it didn't really include the music.
And
I was cool with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It fit.
Because it was a different... It was a very different film. So it's like, well, if you're going to include the music, if you're going to include the songs, do a damn good job of it.
If they mess up Hercules.
I know.
Aladdin didn't.
Yeah, exactly. And it was Guy Ritchie. I'm sure he's doing Hercules as well. So
the
fingers crossed. Right.
Prince, yeah, that bit.
Yeah, so they're my two favourite songs. I wanted to mention them because they're just such great songs. Like, on my playlist, put them on in the car all the time.
Yeah.
They've just got a beat to them. They're just fun. They've just got life. It's what I want from Disney songs, you know. Yeah. It was only a little bit on the music, really. Well, to be fair, Whole New World is probably one of the most famous Disney songs, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, Katie Price recorded it, so you don't get much bigger than that, you know. So there you go.
Amazing version.
Absolutely incredible. So stunning.
Stunning.
But as well, Arabian Nights, the song at the start. There's just so many. It's just a soundtrack that just keeps on giving the further you go through it. So, yeah, we didn't actually have this written down as a section, a little peek behind the scenes, but as we're recording it, I was like, no, we need to just do a little bit and just mention it because bangers. Let us know in the comments or DM me. Let us know what your favourite song is. Or I'll do a poll.
Yeah, do a poll.
No, I don't want them in a while.
So, Aladdin characters in the parks.
Aladdin in the park.
Well, Aladdin in the park. You know. Yeah. They were pretty iconic, weren't they? We have a funny little story.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a more awkward Aladdin, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, Aladdin was a little bit awkward.
Yeah, mainly because of what we're talking about.
I guess they probably used a kid, and we just got a couple.
Yeah.
So we told them we were on our honeymoon, and then they asked us if we met in the marketplace, because obviously Jasmine and Aladdin did, and we said, no, we met on Tinder. Because that is true, actually. True. So Tinder, if you want to sponsor us, we're married, happily married, love each other loads. So we're a great advert for Tinder. But yeah, so Jasmine fought on her feet, to be fair. She was like, the genie's told me about this, which is quite funny, but Aladdin, a broke character.
We could tell that
he cracked up. Yeah. So that was fun. That's just a fun little story. But yeah, you can meet Aladdin and Jasmine in the parks. They'd be actually just walking around together sometimes.
They're on a little stroll. Yeah, it's cute.
I really like that. Just through Agrabah, because there's Agrabah a little section, isn't there? Mm-hmm. With a camel that spits at you in Disney World.
It is refreshing.
Yeah. You asked for it, didn't you?
I wanted it to spit on me.
And it did. And it did in the
end. It was great. I was so hot.
Yeah. But there's a little section in Paris as well, where you can meet Jafar.
Yeah. Jafar's really scary when you meet him in the park. Well, not scary, just it's like,
pretty
all the other characters are so small.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay. And he came charging up to us when I went with my sister.
And it is like,
we're like, oh my God.
It is a character head situation, isn't it? It's not real person.
Leanne took pictures of him getting closer and closer. So I've got like 5 pictures on my phone where he's like, ooh, it's scary.
We were going to meet him, weren't we, when we got engaged, but then we sacked it off because like, we were queuing for a while and then.
Just
then
he kept going off the toilet.
Yeah,
and stuff,
which so. Is fair, but I was just like, you gotta go.
It
takes so much longer to meet characters at Disneyland Paris. It really does, think?
Yeah.
It's not as much of a streamlined process as when you meet them. Like,
which is confusing because it's so much bigger.
The Princess Pavilion at Paris is a joke.
Don't go.
Should we have a rant?
Yeah.
Let's have a rant.
Do it.
Why can't you pick which princess? See, I've never been in. Didn't want to go in, but you told me that obviously it happens and you have to queue for so long,
like 2 hours,
and you just get a random princess, like,
yeah,
what the hell, what's going on?
I got at the time, I out of all of them, I was like, I just, as long as I don't get Snow White, just because I just liked all the others more, and I got Snow White.
Mm-hmm. Got Snow White there,
and I was like, oh hi,
yeah,
hi.
Yeah.
Bye. We queued like 2 hours.
Yeah.
That was when I'll never do it again.
You weren't with me then. So
no, I was.
You know, you don't experience Disney as well.
I didn't have the patience.
Mickey's best pal. Well, I wouldn't have been queuing for that thing. No, I would. I actually would. You know, I would if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
And I probably would say to a cast member, anyone but Snow White, please.
Yeah.
Like when I go on Smuggler's Run and I say, anything but the engineer, please.
Yeah.
Anything but the engineer or the gunner. So the pilot.
Yeah, yes, actually.
Or I'll wait. But yeah, that was, I mean, there's not a great deal of Aladdin in the parks. Would you ever like to see more Aladdin in the parks? Like an Aladdin ride, more than just the flying carpet? Or do you think it's like...
Great if the carpet ride was an actual roller coaster through the Cave of Wonders.
Ooh.
That would be pretty cool, but I don't know where.
Do you know how they could do an Aladdin ride? Right, so it's all right. This is where our minds combine. How they could do that and fairly.
Pandora.
Sorry,
I got excited.
No, it can't be Pandora. It's Avatar.
No, but like, do you know Flight of Passage, right? Like...
See, yeah, no, I was thinking
where are you going?
I'm going somewhere different. You know, Escape from Gringotts.
Oh yeah.
So like in and then like you could probably enter through a palace. There is a tunnel, isn't there? Because you see that on Aladdin, there's the whole tunnel out. And then you end up in the desert, end up in the Cave of Wonder, and then at the end you get taken out.
Do a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, oh, that'd be great. I'd love that.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'd be all up for that. So I mean, I don't think any Imagineers are listening right now, but if you are, I'd be happy with that.
Bring us some more Disney. I'm Mickey's best pal.
I'll just get in touch with Mickey and be like, "Yeah, could we have an Aladdin ride?" And if he says no, he says no. Well, but
fair enough, you know.
We just got to ask the big man.
Yeah.
Right. So that is pretty much it. We'll just talk about a few of our favourite things, I guess, from Aladdin. Like we spoke about favourite song. I'll choose one. I'll go Friend Like Me. Favourite moment. I really like, one of the most iconic is the Do You Trust Me?
Mm.
That is great. And also just the first moment where you see the genie and he does that animation when he's like, should I call you Al, Laddie, or Din? And he's like a Scottish person and then he's like, I'll give you 3 wishes. And then he turns into like a slot machine. And then, you know what I mean? Just like all that.
So cool.
Yeah, so iconic, so like etched into my brain. Mm. So that's probably mine. What about you? Give us a song. Don't give us a reprise.
Probably A Whole New World then.
Okay.
Because just because I love it so much when I was younger. Me and my friend Bronnie remember one time on the way back from like ice skating somewhere and we had it on like...
Blackburn, I bet.
Yeah. We had it on like, again, and we were just singing it to each other. I think I was Aladdin and she was Jasmine or something.
Yeah, see, that's always fun.
These are the core memories.
Yeah, because like you could sing it with someone.
Yeah.
Good chip butties at that ice rink in Blackburn. good chip ones. They were only a quid at the time.
But favourite...
I digress.
Yeah, favourite...
It was favourite moment.
Favourite moment... I was going to say the hand thing. I like Raja. He's like... A bit like her.
A bit like Pebbles, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
I like
that's good.
It. I like it when Jasmine, like...
Oh, you've said the bread.
Oh, the bread. But also, when Jasmine's in a mood and she runs to the fountain, she's like... So dramatic. I feel like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
When you're not eating.
Yeah, when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Could do with some bread then.
I could do with some bread. I'm pretty hungry, actually. This is something we've not talked about. I was going to say future Aladdin projects. There is one, isn't there? Genies. With Will Smith in it, yeah.
Is that a TV show or a movie?
I think it's... well, it's one of them. I don't know.
Yeah, that got announced ages
ago. Cool, look, guys. I can't do everything for you.
He doesn't know it all.
I don't know it all. But I know Will Smith's in it. I know it's confirmed.
Well, that's cool.
Coming rather sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Yeah, better than the old sequels, like King of Thieves and...
Yeah.
Return of Jafar and all that.
Yeah, but I remember the one, the King of Thieves, because it's his dad.
Mm.
I don't remember much else, to be honest.
No.
We should probably watch them.
We probably should. Maybe we'll do an Aladdin sequels episode. But that is everything. That is all we've got time for. That is all we're going to talk about for Aladdin. We're trying to keep these episodes a little bit shorter because I appreciate you guys maybe don't have an hour and a half to sit and listen to us waffle about Disney World. Mm. But, yeah, that is it for this week. What are we doing next week?
We said... Pirates
of the Caribbean,
because it's amazing.
Yeah, so we'll talk about try and split it 50-50 on the ride and the films.
Yeah,
because I love the films. Me,
I love pirates.
I bloody love them. No, I actually do. I love the films, particularly the first three. That kind of original trilogy and ending it at World's End.
All the impressions are going to be coming out next week. Oh, don't, yeah. Let's save them.
Get ready for that. I'll get ready.
Oh! I just remembered the squid.
Yeah, yeah. The squid.
The squid.
He's called Davy Jones. The squid. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. And then the next week... Next week we might do it about the doll with a nose, and then the week after we might do one about the elephant.
And the doll with the nose. Oh, it's the doll with the nose.
And then we might do one about the park in Paris.
I'm joking.
Right. But, like, comment and subscribe, guys. Please, it helps us more than you know. Do all that stuff that YouTubers ask you to do. And I think that is everything. So yeah, you know our handles at this point. It is the UCM.
MagicWithin.pod. You don't know it.
Of course I know it. Yeah, I do know it. I just wanted to hand over to you for
a Okay, fair enough.
And I am Mickey's Best Pal on Instagram and TikTok. And I think that is all of them. So yeah.
Yeah.
Have a magical day.
Have a magical day.
From Jordan. Goodbye.